Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Didn't know that today was going to take such a detour with this Uncut Gems news. Because I was going to go all in on potato chips, but I'm so excited about this Uncut Gems news. I mean, that's to be able to see that movie on IMAX. That's going to be really cool. You want to go with me, Crowder?
No, it's just exciting to you.
You want to go? Well, it's got to be exciting to more people. I mean, if they're putting it on the IMAX, there's a reason. Like you, like I'm guessing. I don't know when the tickets go on sale. I wonder if they're already on sale. But I probably can't wait much longer after they go on sale. Do you think it's one showing, or do you think it begins its run on May 21st?
What, Jimmy? What three movies are going on IMAX?
It was Ex Machina, Hereditary, and Uncut Gems. But this looks like something they're going to keep continue to do. These are just the first three on the initial rollout.
But is it going to run? Do you think it'll run for like a week, or you think it'll be one showing?
I'm trying to figure that out. I don't know. I don't know if it's going to just be one showing or if it's going to be continuous.
I'm going to check my movie app here.
I'm going to just say, Hawk, because it's Ek Mahina.
If you're going to say anything negative about this, I'm not putting up with it on Uncut Gems.
I just want to ask you, is Hereditary and Ek Mahina top 10 movies? Because they're on the list as well.
Well, they have an audience, but I mean, and you know, I kind of said it at the beginning of the segment, top five all time, and it's not. I mean, I that was in the heat of the moment. But it's without question Adam Sandler's best movie. That's not even up for debate.
Oh no. God. It's not.
What? It's not even up for debate.
It's a 305.
Dale.
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 God bless. Dale.
Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And in honor of National Chip Day, if you double dip a chip, you're a jackass.
That's right. Great call, Jimmy. Of course, you know, Rondé Gadsden every now and then will double dip when no one's looking.
Yeah, he will.
Hawk,
just off the top of my head, and I love Uncut Gems. I went to the movie theater to watch this at midnight one night. I was the only person in the movie theater, me and a couple, which is very weird. And I loved it. I could think of 10 Adam Sandler movies off the top of my head without even looking it up better than Uncut Gems.
Oh, stop it. I mean, stop it. I know what you guys are going to say. Happy Gilmore and Big Daddy. But those are just easy popcorn movies. Like, they're easy. I'm talking about good quality movies. I love the Sandler movies. But, I mean, let's not be goofy here. It's not, 50 First Dates is not a marvel in filmmaking.
50 First Dates isn't. But Happy Gilmore and Billy Madison, like, that's the creme de la creme of his career, Hawk. And also, let me spin it on this. Could Uncut Gems have been better if another actor played the role of Adam Sandler?
No.
Yes, it could have.
No, Hawk, it could not.
If Robert De Niro, Leonardo DiCaprio, Denzel
that was
Washington.
His Mona Lisa. Hawk. That was Sandler was Hawk. Meant to play that. That movie does not work if it's not Adam Sandler.
You're telling me Leonardo DiCaprio or Denzel Washington plays that role.
Hacks.
That movie's not
They're
as
hacks.
Good.
Yeah, that's right.
You're crazy.
I actually disagree with you, Crowder, because
what?
There's something about Sandler and the part that he's playing is a Jewish guy who grew
neurotic.
Up just loving sports betting and gambling in general. Like,
it works.
Sandler was born to play that role.
You're telling me Denzel Washington could play neurotic Jewish gambler? Get out of here. I'm not having it.
You take the Jewish out of it, I think he got it.
You can't take Jewish out of it. By the way, there's some breaking Dolphins news. Go ahead, give me a little Dolphins breaking news action. Even though I'm upset, Crowder. From Jeremy Fowler at ESPN, the Dolphins are signing cornerback Kendall Fuller for 2 years at $16.5 million. Per source, Jeremy Fowler writes, the top free agent corner goes off the board. How do you feel about that? Tyreek Hill tweeted yesterday, sneaky good offseason by Chris Greer. Now I've got Jalen Ramsey, and you got Kendall Fuller.
And is Kendall better than Xavier Howard?
That's the question.
The numbers say yes.
That's a pretty good acquisition, I think. They made some decent acquisitions.
It's funny because we talked about this and we were like, hey, what was it? You know, 2 or 3 days ago, whatever, we were like, they have no money to spend. And then they restructured people's deals. They got money on the books. Like Greer's trying to put together a Super Bowl winning roster. That's his job and that's what he's supposed to do. The Greer father.
I think a lot of people watched what happened. When was it? Monday or Tuesday when all this started?
Monday.
I think a lot of people, us included, were like, oh, it's I don't know, not a rebuild. It's a reset. It's a pause. But now you get to, you know, Thursday at 3:10 and you go, wait a second. They've made some decent moves. They've got pass rushing help now. They had, like we talked about it, they had good pieces in place still already with Jalen Ramsey and Javon Holland. And, you know, saw a video, I think, yesterday of Jalen Phillips, you know, working out, Bradley Chubb. Like, this is not a reset. This is not the reset that we thought Monday what next season was going to feel like. I don't think so, because the offense really didn't lose much, if anything. Who'd the offense lose?
Robert Hunt. That would be the big loss, yeah.
I don't think it's a calamity like it felt on Monday. Monday felt like a calamity. Doesn't feel like it anymore to me.
Jerome Baker left. They brought in two linebackers that I don't know anything about. Like, I'll watch these guys. I'll look into it. You get rid of X. That was a big loss. Now you bring in the number one free agent corner in the NFL. That's what you have to do. We got Shaq Barrett. We know that Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb are going to be out for a while. They will be put back into the lineup at some point. Like, they're reloading. So now you have the top free agent corner. You have one of the best corners, Hall of Fame, in Jalen Ramsey. You have Javon Holland back there. You have Jordan Poyer. This is one of the best secondaries in the league right now next season. Just think about it.
Yep.
The front, we lost Christian Wilkins. We know that. We lost Raekwon. They're going to figure that out. Van Ginkle. So, like, they have to figure out that front seven. But this secondary is still one of the best in the league right now. And the offensive weapons are all still here. And we added Jonnu Smith, who looks like Thanos. When y'all see Jonnu Smith on this field, y'all are going to say, well, damn. He is a gigantic human being. And Mike McDaniel is going to maximize everything out of all these players. I'm not worried.
So everybody needs to slow their roll a little bit about Chris Greer and this disastrous situation that they were in. They were in cap hell, and they did have some significant losses, but it looks to me like they've pieced together some decent acquisitions. So I don't feel, again, nearly the way that I did on Monday about this upcoming Dolphin season. All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana.
What you're saying is 100% true, though, Hawk. I mean, I think it had more to do with the cap situation on Monday. And I know the NFL cap is very easy to manipulate, and you can open up a ton of cap space.
And it was just one after another. It was like, boom, the he's gone, boom, he's gone, boom, he's gone. And like, you were like, oh, my God, disaster.
But, yeah, I mean, this is obviously a really good signing. And Crowder, to answer your question, is he better than Xavien Howard? If he has two groins intact in his legs, he's already 100% better than Xavien Howard.
Valid point. And that may have been there may have been no further analysis by Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel than two working groins. All right. We like it.
The shortest free agent visit ever. Check his groins.
Can I see your groin? All right. Did you want to fly back tonight or tomorrow? When?
How much a year? We got you. We love it.
By the way, Christian Wilkins did tweet out, or I'm sorry, he posted on Instagram his goodbye message to the Miami Dolphins fans. 5 years ago, the Dolphins took a chance on me, and I'm forever grateful. The goal was always to leave the city and organization better than I found it, and it's been an absolute pleasure to call it home. I proudly close this chapter knowing I gave this place all that I had. Miami, you will be missed, and you'll hold a special place in my heart forever. Hashtag, it's morphin time. Hashtag, fins up. Hashtag, 94 out.
I love that dude. I really do. I liked him from the moment they drafted him. I just like interesting people, and he was that, and always seemed like a good teammate, and you know, I liked him. He will be missed.
Yeah, great person. And I'm gonna just warn y'all that this is where the league is going. That whole a guy being somewhere for 14 years, I think the league is turning away from that. So like I said, did Chris Greer drop the ball not signing him earlier and all that? Well, we heard a story where he offered him 20 last year. He didn't want the 20, bet on himself. But I think a lot of the league is going to this where guys are about to jump around. That whole Larry Zonka, I'm going to play here. Well, hell, Larry went to the USFL. But that whole thing where, like, those old players just going to stay and we're going to ride this thing out, I think the league is getting away from that, to be honest.
Especially if these dudes want $30 million a year. I mean, what did we sign? 8 guys for the amount it would have paid? We would have paid Christian Wilkins one season?
I mean, you have to do, obviously, like, it depends. There will be teams who have a ton of cap room every – this goes in cycles, right? So there are always some teams that will have a ton of cap room, and there's a reason that they do, by the way. It's because they don't have anybody or they've lost people. And then you'll have teams that are very tight on cap space because they've made those moves already. And so that's cyclical, you know. And this was one of those seasons where the Dolphins were ending up, you know, in cap hell, but they won't be in the future. But then you got to determine, okay, well, who's going to eat up a big chunk of the cap?
And let me about Christian Wilkins, where he's going, to the Raiders? Who's a better football team, the Dolphins or the Raiders?
Dolphins.
Hands down, it's just numbers will show you that. So Christian went to a lesser team, got more money, but there's a less chance of him winning a championship or a playoff game next year with the Raiders, who are led by I don't know who the hell their quarterback is, and Tua's better
than
them.
Guarantee you he's not as good as Tua.
Whoever is the Raiders' starting quarterback, they're not going to be as good as Tua. So you have to make a decision there. But if I was Christian, I would have chased the money as well. 20 or 27, I'm going with 27.
I don't know, man. Gardner Minshew's kind of good.
Mm-hmm.
I've got Tua, top 5 quarterback in the NFL, Uncut Gems, top 5 movie all time.
Click is better than Uncut Gems.
Oh, I almost cursed. I mean, honestly. Click.
We forgot about Waterboy.
The Wedding Singer.
Great movies. Great movies.
Wedding Singer, Waterboy, Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Big Daddy.
51st Dates.
Spanglish,
great
Spanglish,
movie.
51st Dates.
You don't mess with the
Sandler's
Zohan.
Sandler's got a new one.
Sandler's got a new one.
I mean, don't even start with Zohan. Sandler's got a new one on Netflix right now called The Astronaut. And I can't wait to watch that. It's another drama.
Hold on. Is it called The Astronaut or Spaceman?
Yeah, one of the two. I don't know. Oh, I don't know. Maybe I think it's Spaceman. I think you're right. I think it's Spaceman.
Big fan, Solana.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't watched it yet. How can I be a fan of the movie if I haven't watched it yet?
That's my boy. Eight Crazy Nights.
Stop it.
Isn't it enough with like the space movies already? Any of you guys sick of the space movies?
No.
Because I kind of feel like The Martian. It's hard to beat that, and we haven't explored outside of what we've already explored in like 30 years. We haven't even been back on the moon. So like the space movies, it's all the same bleep for the past two or three decades. It's all the same stuff.
Most people cannot understand the enormity of space.
What was that Arnold Schwarzenegger movie on Mars?
Oh, Kindergarten Cop?
Nah.
Hmm.
I'm not a policeman. I'm a princess. I love Kindergarten Cop. I'm the one with the lady with the three breasts.
Oh, that wasn't Schwarzenegger.
That was Schwarzenegger.
Alien?
No, when they were on Mars and had the lady with the three breasts and... Oh, I gotta find it.
I haven't seen this Spaceman movie yet by Adam Sandler. I don't know if it's good or not, but I can already tell you what the plot is. He travels to a distant galaxy or a distant planet, and he encounters a problem, and he can't get back. Boom. That's every space movie in two decades.
He encounters a being, and they both are kind of being introspective about their lives and why they got there.
Total Recall.
That was the three
On Mars, three-breast lady, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Three breasts?
Yeah, man. It was one of my first sexual experiences, I would say.
Yeah. Three breasts, huh?
Three's better.
I mean, that's
two.
Just, you're setting the barometer in a place that you'll never be able to, you know, eclipse.
How many you got? Two? Come on.
Can't believe nobody mentioned Mr. Deeds. I mean, that is...
Here Comes the Blackfoot. I love that movie, too.
Your headlines are driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store, Palmetto Ford? We know trucks. How about this? The Miami Heat announced that Tyler Hero and Kevin Love did not travel with the Heat today for the start of their four-game road trip. They play at Detroit Friday, Sunday. Then they're at Philly, at Cleveland next week before returning home. And no Kevin Love, who's already missed 7 straight games, and no Tyler Hero, who's already missed 9 straight games.
All right. That's not good news. But a couple of games against Detroit. I mean, these are rest your starters in the fourth quarter kind of games. You don't want to rush anybody back for those games. So
don't do that.
Yeah. It's understandable. Mm. What?
Jimmy will drop 14.
You would acknowledge he's a double-double machine.
A machine?
No, he's not really a double-double machine. Nah. But he is a single-double machine.
He's a single-double machine.
Inter Miami, they won last night. You're not getting me today, Jack. You're not getting me today. I also have no place to stand on after Jimmy Butler disappeared in the fourth quarter yesterday. So, I mean...
Go ahead. Give us some of the guys that you researched that have low numbers of triple-doubles in their NBA careers.
Michael Jordan. 28.
How many did he end up?
28 career triple-doubles in over 1,000 games. 1,072 career games played.
Hmm. Who else?
Guy stinks.
DeMar DeRozan.
But you, I mean, the dude's putting up 46 points. Like,
oh,
he's,
that's
he's,
great.
He's gotta take 40, a little.
Yeah, no, no. I mean, you must love 46 points for the ninth seed.
Bring up the playoff game
for the ninth seed.
I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. If you're putting up 46, in other words, for me, like Jimmy Butler, if you're putting up 16, 14, then there's ample opportunity for assists and hustle a little bit on some boards. So you got plenty of energy. You're not driving to the basket. DeMar DeRozan's busy out there. Dude's probably heaving up 25, 26 shots. I mean, he's probably going to the line a million times. So that's a little bit faulty.
Yeah.
DeMar DeRozan, one career triple-double.
Yeah. Jimmy should shoot more threes. He's great at that.
Made one last night. Shot 50% from three last night, Crowder. 50%.
One for two.
Big dub for Inter Miami yesterday. They beat Nashville 3-1 at Chase Stadium. They advance in the CONCACAF Champions Cup. The big news yesterday was Lionel Messi left the game early in the second half with an injury and probably won't play in their next MLS game this weekend. Something to monitor for number 10.
All right.
Tonight, the Panthers face the Carolina Hurricanes. That'll be a 7 p.m. tip-off.
Puck drop.
Puck drop, rather, in Carolina.
All right.
Ben Simmons had another surgery, by the way, his second back surgery since 2022 joining the Brooklyn Nets. So he will hope to make a full recovery in time for training camp next season.
It's unbelievable with him. It's unbelievable.
It's like Greg Oden. Remember the potential of Greg Oden?
Oden, though. Was it in his head? And I'm not trying to diminish mental illness either, because I think something is going on or went on with Ben Simmons. I think he was pretty forthcoming about it. But didn't Greg Oden have knee problems even in college?
Yeah, he was always an injured guy. But yeah. I don't know. Like I said, I don't know if it's a mental thing with him, but I just remember him just – he was supposed to be the next Hakeem Olajuwon, and it was injury after injury after injury. Yep. I think Ben is more – I think it's not as much injury with Ben as it is the mental side.
Yeah, I don't think he's cut out for the NBA life.
Huck, when I saw him with his iPhone in his pocket at practice – That just triggered to just – it's something different. Like, you can't put your phone away for 2 hours in practice. That's why Ben Simmons. So, I don't know him, never met him, but that made me think different about him when I saw that picture.
All right, guys, your weather – there's a lot more football news also. I'll get to it in the next hour. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Very hot outside. Once again, it feels like summer. That's your weather.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You look slightly zooted.
You know, I might have tailgated a little bit.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Give you a little Jimmy Butler talk from Ira Winderman in the Sun Sentinel. This was emailed in to him in the Ask Ira column. And again, it's not a question. He seems to almost be hosting a radio sports call-in show through the Sun Sentinel. And I love this particular opinion that was emailed into him is signed Black.
Yep.
And Ira, sometimes on the Ask Ira, like someone will sign it Phil, and then he'll write in the answer like, well, Phil, decent point, but Ira did not respond back to Black by name.
Damn, Ira.
Guy writes, the best player on the team, Jimmy Butler, doesn't want to be the first option. The sooner Terry Rozier or Tyler Hero recognize that, the better. Signed Black. Did you email that in? Is that from you?
I don't know if it's he might be on the thread.
Today is National Pi Day. These two points I'm going to make are not related. That email is not related to this, but today's National Pi Day. Is there a better scene regarding pies?
No. I know where you're going, and the answer is no. Martin Lawrence and Eddie Murphy in that cafe is the best pie scene in the history of time.
Hold on. I don't necessarily disagree, but American Pie.
Oh, you know what?
When he's with the
it's
pie?
It's out to Mount Rushmore. You know what? There's probably more pie scenes in movies than we're giving credit. Now, life, without question, is the most... Actually, I was about to say the most startling pie scene, but American Pie might be the most startling scene.
Oh, let's talk turkey. How do I turn one of those whites only pies? Come on, man.
Come on, it's great.
Let's talk turkey.
It's great.
So you say about 35 miles? I know life word for word.
That is one great scene, man.
Yes, it is.
Anyway, the guy emails Ira. The best player on the team, Jimmy Butler, doesn't want to be the first option. The sooner Terry Rozier or Tyler Hero recognize that, the better. This is what Ira responds. Jimmy Butler very much wants to be the first option, .. in the playoffs. It is against that backdrop that the Heat have to find someone to do more now so Jimmy can do more later. .. Ira writes, if there is a later. And that's what makes this puzzle so complex, he writes, as if there are two Jimmy Butlers, the one who defers during the regular season and the one hell-bent for success in the playoffs. Wednesday night last night was a glaring example. It was a moment the Heat needed some of the best of Butler and wound up with something far less. Perhaps it was the illness that kept him out of practice on Tuesday, or perhaps it simply was the conversation effort, the conservation effort that has defined his Heat career. It was a night when good simply wasn't going to be good enough. And I was right on this, and it also makes me remind myself, when we have these conversations about Jimmy Butler, we have them all the time. And it's always during the regular season. Mm-hmm. And then the postseason comes around and we go, this guy's better than Michael Jordan. He takes the entire organization on his back and he does it in a way that is just lovable and determined. And you watch him. And so it is funny because these conversations that we're having are similar to ones we had last season and the season before. And when we get to the postseason, now Ira brings up a good point. If there's a postseason, because they're teetering right now, who would they end like if they end up in the play-in? I mean, who are you looking at? You're looking at Chicago, Indiana.
So right now it's New York, Orlando as 4-5. Right. Or flip them. Philadelphia, Indiana, 6-7. They're within a game and a half or half a game. Miami's an 8. And then it's Chicago and who am I missing as the 10 seed? I'll look it up right now. But, yeah, I mean, they would end up playing one of New York, Orlando, Philly, or Indiana in the play-in as a 7 or 8. And then it's the Bulls and Hawks. So it's the same three teams as last season.
Right. And then you'd get the privilege of playing Boston.
Right. If you win the first one, you're the 7th seed, and you either play Cleveland or Milwaukee. And if you're the 8th seed after losing the first one, winning the second, you get the privilege of playing Boston in the first round.
So, anyway, what Ira writes is right on.
It does, but that whole thought, like I was saying, it's on my mind because I watched that LA Kings game last night, Lakers Kings, where Sabonis, he has 23 triple-doubles, where I watched LeBron try to come back and take that game over, where what Luka Doncic does every night, what Giannis is doing right now, what Joker, who beat the hell out of us, the Nuggets, like what he does on a nightly basis. Like those guys play the entire – Jason Tatum, they play –
You're literally mentioning all-stars.
The all-star, and that's what –
and he's not that, though. He's not that on a regular basis.
What we don't have is that all-star, and that's the thing that me and Solana argue about. It makes me sound like I don't like Jimmy. I would love Jimmy to be our three. I would love him to be the third best player on our team. Like, Jimmy's amazing. He's a great NBA player. Is he Chris Bosh with the big three? Is he, you know, one of those guys? Yes, he is. But to those people – LeBron is 72 years old and he doesn't take off as many games as Jimmy Butler takes off in the regular season. So that Jimmy Butler thing, it's just like, what's a playoff P? What's the boy's name with the Clippers?
Paul Pierce.
No, not – is it
– Paul George,
no, not
bro.
Paul George. Paul George. There we go. I was
Did
about
you
to
see,
say,
by not, the way, Paul Pierce?
Paul Pierce doodled on himself.
No. But what did I see? Okay.
He's going to join Undisputed on like a full-time role.
With Skip Bayless. Oy, oy, oy.
That's going to be terrible. But Paul George, like the Paul George.
Can you
George
imagine
thing.
Trying to save your ratings, by the way? Because First Take obliterates.
They do.
Undisputed. Can you imagine saying, you know what we need to do? We need to bring in Paul Pierce on a regular basis. Are you bleeping kidding me?
But those guys I'm bringing up, the Steph Currys, that type of guy. If Jimmy's on that, like, if Jimmy's that good, like, why does he take off the regular season? To that point, we all know it, and we've seen it, and to Solana's point.
It's not
point,
that he takes off. It's
he
not
does
that he takes
take
off.
But, well, he scored 15 points last night. I could drop 11.
There are some games where you get the flashes of playoff Jimmy, and it reminds you. Ira's right, though. He points out last night you needed more than what you got from Jimmy. You did. I mean, that's indisputable, and Jimmy would probably tell you that.
So why can those names I brought up, why can they play the regular season and also finish in the postseason, and Jimmy has to save himself, where I've watched those, like you're saying, and they are MVP candidates, Giannis, Joker, Tatum, Doncic.
But you know what's going to happen is the postseason is going to come.
Do that?
you're going to watch Dallas, and then you're going to watch Jimmy with the Heat, and you're going to go, I'll take Jimmy over Luka 100 times out of 100 times. Because you're going to watch. He's a different player in the postseason.
But why do they play the regular season and the postseason? Speaking of Steph, speaking of Giannis, speaking of Joker, speaking of them, why can't Jimmy play 82-plus at a high level and those guys can? That's my question with Jimmy. And he is amazing. I watched a 50-point-plus game. I've watched him ball. But why does he have to take off 7 months to be able to play the last two months?
Well, he doesn't have to take off 7 months.
Why does he?
But this is my issue when we talk about Jimmy Butler. Yesterday was bad, and I was frustrated with not just his game overall, but the fourth quarter in general. Because if he is a bit passive through the first three quarters, but he gives you that fourth quarter where he gets the line 8 to 10 times, and he scores 10 or 11 points. The Heat yesterday lost by 12. But it was really a single-digit game until Michael Porter Jr. 3 when the game was over with an under minute to go. It's a single-digit game. Jimmy Butler took 3 field goal attempts in the fourth quarter. If he has his usual 8 field goal attempts with 6 of those 8 driving to the rim, he's getting to the free throw line, he's getting his 8 to 10 points, and we perhaps are talking about a different outcome or a closer game.
Situation last night where he actually just take over the fourth quarter. Just take over the fourth quarter. We've put you in a situation you might be able to beat Denver.
And he played every minute of that fourth quarter up until you subbed out at the very end, I believe. And he had 3 field goal attempts, 2 free throw attempts, which were his only 2 in the game, by the way. And they came when the game was out of reach anyways. They were down 10 at that point. That's what's frustrating. But Crowder, to suggest he takes off 7 months to prepare for 2 is just not true. I mean, he just got off a stretch that was perhaps his best stretch, his best month a Heat jersey in the regular season.
It was.
And he was getting to the free throw line. He was being aggressive. And to answer your question, why can't other guys, or why can't he do what other guys do for 82 games? Well, it's also style of play. His game is so much, it's so important about his game to get to the free throw line and lay his body on the line that if you ask him to do that at this age, at 35, 36 years old, for 82 games, he'll be worn down at the
end. Happened with Dwayne Wade. Remember, he was couldn't do what he was doing. And that's being heady so that you can extend your career. And Solana's right. The stretch that Jimmy had a couple weeks ago, I remember coming on the show and saying, okay, we've seen enough. Right. We know what we're going to see in the postseason. I remember saying it. It may have been an Ira column, but I remember saying, okay, we got the reminder. We've seen enough. The regular season, it doesn't matter. Coast through the rest of it because we've gotten a glimpse of what we're going to get in the postseason. That's why we should all remember this conversation when the postseason rolls around, because I guarantee you we're going to be doing a 180.
The problem, though, with this,
we're going to be in the play-in game again, and we're going to be with Atlanta and have to beat Atlanta to get all to,
right. But
to
they went to the NBA Finals doing the same thing last year.
It's just frustrating. The shots per game, I don't know. I can look it up. Attempts per game. To your point, when you have a star, even Steph is older than Jimmy. And I know it's a different game, to your point, so I understand what you're saying. Steph can sit outside, dribble his ass off, and then shoot some threes where Jimmy has to get to the line. But your star, whatever his game is, I want that to be known, and I want him to be able to do that at will. And you're playing a Nuggets team who's the best in the league. You're playing an opponent that you played in the NBA Finals last year, and you have a single-digit deficit in the fourth quarter, and you don't even try to shoot the ball?
Yeah.
Take the game over. And that's what I talk about, natural shooters. That's my thing we argue about. This dude just can't get buckets. That's why I said, I don't know if it's Jimmy Buckets. It might be Jimmy Try Real Hard Sometimes. I don't know what his name should be, but Jimmy Buckets is not a correct nickname for him.
And my counter to you always is, go watch the playoffs last season, the season before, and you can dismiss it, but I'm with you. Yesterday and way too often this season, and during his regular season career with the Miami Heat, he's too passive in moments you can't afford him to be too passive, like last night where you're on the brink of losing 4 straight and you're falling deeper into a hole that you don't want to be in the play-in tournament. You wanted him to take over. But he is Jimmy Buckets in the playoffs, and there is myriad videos on YouTube that prove it to you.
No reason to watch regular season then. We'll just figure it out late.
Well, that's the criticism of the NBA.
That is the criticism. That's why they created the in-season tournament.
It doesn't matter.
And by the way, you keep bringing up Steph Curry and Luka Doncic and Sabonis. I mean, oh, enough with Sabonis. Hey, Steph Curry
has 23 triple doubles, bro. I saw him and his little ugly baby and his wife.
Great, yeah. And you know what? Luka Doncic had a record-setting 30-plus point triple double streak. Guess what? His team's sitting in eighth place, also in the playing tournament. Steph Curry right now doing everything he can for the Golden State Warriors. You're talking about, why don't we have a Steph Curry who can just take games over and win games? Mm-hmm. Hey, yeah, they're in the 10th spot right now in the Western Conference. The 10th spot.
Put Luka on this team. Trade Luka and Jimmy.
That's fine. I mean, you can keep talking about those
guys. I would take it. I would put money on it.
I think everybody would agree. Luka Doncic is a better overall player than Jimmy.
Let's see Luka Doncic put out a country music album. Let's see Luka influence your beer purchasing on the weekends.
Ain't nobody drinking no Michelob Ultra.
What are you talking about? Dude was singing Hall & Oates on the airplane. I was out buying cases. I don't even like it.
Nobody drinks Michelob Ultra.
Let's give away Heat tickets here. I don't think we've done it in the 3 o'clock hour this week. Heat and Pelicans, March 22nd. If you don't win them now, you're going to have one final chance tomorrow. What caller number you want to take? You want to take
22.
Jimmy Butler's number? What is he?
He's 22. Why don't we do 15 for the amount of points he had yesterday? Since that's all Crowder can harp on today.
Okay, yeah. Hey, let's do how many minutes did he play?
35.
And let's do 35 for the minutes he plays and doesn't do much offensively.
Stop it. Doesn't do much. That's ridiculous.
15? Huh, I could drop 11 if I play 35 points.
That's patently absurd.
I'm gonna stand in the corner.
I did have Aaron Gordon over.
I'm PJ Tucker. I'll stand in the corner, kick it out to me.
PJ Tucker's outscoring you. Guy scores one bucket in a month.
Remember this, though, Hawk. If the Heat play the Denver Nuggets, if they get back there, they play the Denver Nuggets in the NBA Finals, put the mortgage on Michael Porter Jr. over every single game because this guy turns into prime Reggie Miller every single time he plays
really
the Miami
is
Heat.
Frustrating,
Good
isn't
God.
It? All right, two tickets for Heat and Pelicans. Caller, you want to take 15? Caller 15 for Jimmy's points last night. 305-567-0560. 305-567-0560. Caller number 15. Two tickets for Heat and Pelicans at the Kaseya Center. 4 o'clock hour is coming up. In the 4 o'clock hour, Doug Plagans is going to join us from North Carolina. Talk a little Panthers Hurricanes for tonight. Get headlines as well. Dolphins signed someone today. We'll let you know. 4 o'clock hour is coming up.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I give him the chicken little. I give him the 1-2 crossing the street. I give him a left and a right, a quick left and right. Anybody looking? Double dip.
Hawk and Crowder.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.